Today's recording is the schus in the merit of a new addition to Klal Yisrael, little Levi Yitzchak Cohen, who just had his bris a couple of hours ago. May he grow to be a chassid or shemaim and alamdin, and may his parents Evan and Asia Cohen raise him with joy and expansiveness to Torah, chuppah, and good deeds. And as little Levi Yitzchak was named for the holy Berditchever, Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, he was born the evening after the Berditchever's yahrzeit. It's worthwhile to learn an idea from the Berditchever on this week's parsha. In Kedushas Levi, the holy Levi Yitzchak Berditchev has two very, very short pieces, one right after the other, and in a very beautiful way they connect, and also hopefully will connect us with Hashem in a deeper way. The Berditchever is explaining the pasuk, the verse that God tells Noah when he tells him to build the ark. Hashem says to Noah, Kinim tasa es hateva, which is usually translated as, you shall make the ark into compartments, that there should be compartments in the ark. As we know that there were different floors and different sections in the ark, where the humans were, where the animals were, where the garbage was, etc. There are different compartments. But the holy Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev explains that the word kinim connects to the word kan tzipor, which means a bird's nest. And of course, we know from the Baal Shem Tov that the teva, the word for the ark, teva, also means a word in Hebrew. A teva is a word. And the Baal Shem Tov already said that the Teva, the Ark, that always protects us is the words of Torah and Tefillah, the words of learning Torah and the words of prayer. And that's how the Baal Shem Tov explained the deeper meaning of entering the Teva, entering the Ark, is entering the words of prayer and the words of learning Torah. That's the Baal Shem Tov. But the Holy Berditchever says, what does it mean, kinim tasis ateva, to make the words of Torah and the words of Tefillah, the words of prayer, into a bird's nest? A bird's nest is a home. And the Holy Berditchever says it means to feel at home in the words of prayer and in the words of Torah. That when you're davening and when you're learning Torah, you should feel that you've come home and you should be deeply connected and tied into the words as if you've come home, as if you've reached where you really belong in the deepest way. That's one piece the Berditchever says. And then right after, he has another piece where he says, another explanation of what does it mean, make the teva, make the word into a bird's nest. But he changes the pasuk around a little and he says that through the words, tasu sateva, through the words, you'll make the world into a bird's nest for Hashem. Kinim tasa, make the world a bird's nest for Hashem. Make the whole world God's home. Es hateva, by saying the words of prayer and the words of Torah. And of course, we understand the connection of these two pieces, these two ways of looking at the pasuk that the Berditchever is saying. By us making ourselves at home, feeling at home while davening and while learning Torah, that feeling at home is what essentially causes that God should feel at home in the world. When we're at home within God, within the words of Torah and the words of Tefillah that we say, which is our way of expressing God in us, then God could feel at home in us and in the world. That's the Holy Berditchever, but I was thinking, what's up as a bird's nest? Why a bird's nest? Why is the Holy Berditchever teaching the idea of making ourselves at home with the idea of a bird's nest? I mean, I'm hoping that all of our houses are a little nicer than a bird's nest. Why is a bird's nest what's being used to convey the idea of a home? I mean, I know that's what the pasuk says, but Hagufa, why is the Berditchever explaining the pasuk in such a way? But I think the explanation is because a bird's nest is something that the bird naturally knows how to do. Hashem made the bird in such a way that its intuition, by nature, it innately possesses the faculty to know how to make this nest for its young. It knows how to construct a home. Most human beings don't know how to construct a home, but a bird does. A bird knows how to make a nest for it and for its young. And I think that that's the idea that Berditchever is saying in the deepest way, that the biggest blessing that we could ask for ourselves and that this little Levi Yitzchak Cohen should have in his life is that he should have the ability, and we all should have the ability, we should be able to tap into the intuition, that we, the God-given strength that we all have within, to learn how to build ourselves a home in the words of davening, in the words of Torah. It's not always easy to feel at home in a siddur. It's not always easy to feel at home while learning Torah. But we do innately, naturally, Jews have that ability. We have that strength. We just have to reveal that potential and build the Siddur and build the Chumash and build the Gemara into homes for ourselves, and thereby through that making God feel at home in us and in the entire world, which will be with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Good Shabbos.